Hey everyone, we'll get you to the show in a second. Just want to give you the heads up about our latest Red Men Plus special offer. If you want even more Liverpool content in your lives, both in video and podcast forms, simply head to redmenplus.com. And if you sign up as a yearly captain subscriber and use the promo code RACE, R-A-C-E, you'll get 50% off a yearly subscription. So yeah, that'll get you covered for the rest of this amazing season, the search for a new manager, the summer transfer window, and pretty much all of the new manager's first season as well. So yeah, redmenplus.com, yearly captain subscription, promo code RACE, and get 50% off. I'll see you all over there. Hope you enjoy this podcast that's about to start right now.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Blow the fucking whistle. And if someone could go down for us, just give them a little taste of their medicine.
Yeah, come on, Liverpool.
Yes, James!
The follies are clear. And the full-time whistle goes! Wolves nil! Liverpool won! Liverpool go top of the Premier League! Divock Origi with a late...
Fuck
late,
off! Lord! Late! Divock Origi.
Lord Divock Origi with a late winner. My good Lord, breathless stuff at the end. From the mighty Reds, it is the full-time whistle show. Chris Pajak.
Fucking hell, Paul. What a fucking way to end the game there. Like, you see the travelling Reds, they're ecstatic. We're ecstatic. We've watched it once again. We've witnessed it. Divock Origi, 90+4. It's what he does. It's what he's always done. It's what he was born to fucking do. He was put on this planet to score late winners for Liverpool Football Club in big matches. This, Paul, was a big match. With Chelsea dropping points, going through 94 minutes of that, thinking there's no way Liverpool are going to score here. But there is, because Divock Origi's there. Mo Salah's there. Virgil van Dijk makes the fucking difference with a pass. What a way to put a goal in the back of their net. It was just superb.
Absolutely unbelievable. And we talked about it. We said there was a defining moment to that football match, and it's Diogo Jota. And that will be the big talking point in the game. If we don't get the win, it's Diogo Jota fluffing that big chance to take us 1-0 up. And what we said, Liverpool needed a moment of magic. We needed to have something to change the narrative. So we were talking about Liverpool being impossible to beat, having that indefatigable spirit, that desire, that burning passion to go and win the league. And Divock Origi, it's mad. This is why you keep him, and this is why you should never write someone like Divock Origi off, because for whatever he may or may not be, what he is a predatory goal scorer the knack of doing it in the most high-pressure situations.
Yeah. Jürgen Klopp's come out, hasn't he? And he's talked about Origi and said he's one of the best finishers in the world. With any striker you can name, as far as a finisher goes in the area, Divock Origi's up there with the best of them. I mean, he is a predator. He knows exactly where that ball is, knows exactly where that goal is and how to put that ball into that goal. For me, what I love about it is that I know, as an opposition fan, you've crushed them. You've crushed the City fans and you've crushed the Chelsea fans' will with that victory. Because everybody does it. They'll look at SofaScore, they'll refresh, they'll
City
refresh.
City fans who were all sat there waiting for their game to kick off.
Exactly, yeah. Paul. That's it. It's that. Oh. And once you do that, once you talked about it, having that ability to keep grinding out wins, that's the thing that breaks the spirit of the opposition. Knowing that that was a great chance for Liverpool to drop points today and for them to still get something out the bag, that's how I think you apply pressure in races for the title. We're not there yet, yeah, but we can start to apply pressure.
We've said this all the time, and you know, I feel we're very prime Man City this season. We're blowing teams away left, right and centre, but where that City side fell down when they did fall down to us, in the rare time that they did, of course, or rare times, is they would lose mad games of football. They would lose to, they'd lose to Wolves, literally, would lose to Wolves. They drop points in these kind of situations because when they went from either battering teams and then not, or then not winning, there was no like middle ground sometimes. Liverpool needed that win tonight, and they've shown this is a Liverpool side that's got all the best bits of 17-18, it's got all the best bits of 18-19, and it's got all the best bits of 19-20, but it might be the best hybrid of all of them. You know, we seem to have, and we needed that. So you mentioned it, I said it during the watch-along, we needed to prove to the world football that we had that magic moment, because we haven't had that yet this season. What we've shown is we're not perfect. It's possible to take points off Liverpool. Well, you know, it might yet be, but what we needed was those moments where instead of drawing against Brighton, instead of drawing against Brentford, instead of drawing against City and Chelsea, you've gone and got a win here. And what that does for Liverpool as well, what it does for Divock, what it says to teams now, when Divock Origi, you're reigniting that spirit around
them. Scoring late and winning late becomes a habit that you need to get yourself into if you want to win titles and you want to win competitions, doesn't it? So you need that first one under your belt. You're absolutely right. Liverpool needed that one today, because the next time that you're in that situation, you can draw on those experiences, you can draw on that confidence that it doesn't matter how long's left in the game, but we're going to be able to do it. We've always had this under Jurgen Klopp, you know, for at least the last 3 years, but we needed to remind ourselves and get that boost of confidence that, of course, we can still fucking do this. And if you're going to win a title, Paul, you need to win games like that. It's that fucking simple.
You need to have every string to your bow to win this league with City and Chelsea in it. Yeah. And particularly given that pressure we talked about, City drop points, you can't afford to have another one of those situations where, because we're fighting against two teams at the moment, it probably won't work out that way. By the time we get to March, April, one of them will probably have dropped off, because it's unheard of having three teams really chasing for the title. But right now, that's where it is, and there's the fine margins. That starts to happen now. If we want it to be two teams, you need to start winning games now. You need to start gaining advantage over these sorts of opponents.
Yeah, if you want it to be two teams, make sure we're not the one that they've forgotten about.
Absolutely.
Make sure and we're there.
Because you can afford, in a normal world, if you just playing against Chelsea, well, we'd have gained a point on Chelsea there. And that's okay. That wouldn't have been too bad. But the point is, City kick off shortly. They go and beat Watford, and actually, both their rivals have dropped points and given an advantage to them. And you can't afford that. Not this season. Not for a number of seasons. We've got a load of super chats. We're going to get to the stats in a few seconds. We've got loads of amazing super chats here. Alex Gregro with $2 says, "Who else but Origi? Who else indeed, mate?" And that's why it's an inspired substitution. Minamino's been getting the nod in the last couple of weeks. I know Origi's had injury issues, but that was absolutely brilliant. 811YT says, "Oli Gunnar Origi." Come on, lads. No. Fair enough, mate. Super sub. Dickie Oi Red says, "Where are the cries, fair weather fans? We are Liverpool Football Club. You'll never walk alone. Get in." I know people react to these things differently, and I know we're all more emotionally fraught and more anxious because of the absolute shit show that is the world and politics and all the things around it, and you know, global pandemic notwithstanding. But yeah, never write Liverpool Football Club off, ever. If you're going to be a Liverpool fan and you've not learned that yet, then just listen and trust. You just never write Liverpool off. Josh Hunter said the Reds have got no money, but if anyone want to finish that in the comments for us, that'd be great. David Long, "How's the EPL table looking now?" We'll have a look in a second. Lachille, "Mate, she said last week he wanted a Villa last minute style win. Well, you got that one, fella. Up the Reds, Divock, you beautiful man." Leon Geary says, "That's the win we were waiting for, guys. They are the moments. Origi was brilliant when he came on. Thiago back to his best." LFCJ, "Barcelona, Everton, now Wolves away. That goal was pure Alisson versus West Brom vibes. Let's go, Red Men. You'll never walk alone." Josh Hunter, "That win will convince fans and rivals far more than we can win this league than snotting teams weekly." I completely agree. Spot on. Brilliant point, Josh. And Daniel McMurray, 4 a.m. in Australia. "I woke the house in screaming in the doghouse. Up the Reds. Up the doghouse, Reds. Up everyone." Have you woken a family member or family members up by screaming in the early hours? Let us know in the comments. Let's look at what it means for the league table. It means Liverpool right now live are top of the pile, 34 points after 15 games played. In second place right now, Chelsea on 33, and beneath us, both Manchester City on 32. Of course, kick off against Watford at Vicarage Road at 5:30. Chris, do you want to go run us through the headline stats?
Mate, yeah, of course. I think Liverpool dominated possession, 67% of the ball to Wolves, 33%. 17 shots for Liverpool, 3 for Wolves. Only 5 on target for Liverpool, 1 for Wolves. 8 corner kicks to 2 corner ticks. We had 3 big chances and missed 2 of them. Scored 1 of them, obviously, towards the end. Created 13 shots from inside the box. Wolves, on the other hand, only created 1 shot from inside the box. I'd love to take you over to info goal, but it just doesn't seem to be working properly, unfortunately. It hasn't updated yet. It might have done that. Yes, it has. Excellent. So I can take you over there to info goal now. We can look at the shot maps. You can see the XG for Wolves overall. They've hardly had anything there, have they? You know, 2-3 shots there, 1 from major distance. Liverpool, on the other hand, the story of the game is, you know, huge one there from Diogo Jota. Divock Origi, in fact, Divock Origi's not on here yet because it would be in a little gold circle. But look, I think for me, the main takeaway from looking at this, the XG stuff, is that Liverpool created the opportunities to win this game 3-4-0.
Yeah.
It's just that we didn't.
Yeah.
You know, you've got that Jota one, first half from Trent Alexander-Arnold, big chance, you'd expect him to score that.
The header.
The header, of course. Yeah, you've got the second half one, where he
batters it into
Conor Coady. You've got the third one with Divock Origi there. There's 3-0.
Mane on the outside of the boot,
that's
saved by Sarr.
Great save by Sarr, 4-0. And it would have been just what we've seen. But the fact is, when things aren't going your way, can you still get over the line? And tonight, they did.
Absolutely wonderful stuff. Couldn't have put it any better. Right, plenty more to come from us tonight. Stay tuned live on YouTube. I'll be doing your reactions. There's a tweet that's just gone out over on the Redmen TV Twitter account that says full-time Wolves 0-1 Liverpool. Thoughts, if you want to get a reaction on there, you can do. If you're a YouTube member, you can access the members-only chat that will follow in that. Chris will do the player ratings. And then we'll be live on Redmen Plus. About 20, 25 minutes doing the instant match reaction. So if you want more in-depth chat tonight from that game, on that game, talking about our Lord and Saviour Divock Origi, then it's the perfect time to join Redmen Plus. The code we've been using in recent weeks is we've turned that off for now, but if you really want to get over there and get more insightful pre and post match content on every Liverpool game, then do join us live. It'll be in about, what time are we saying, Si? Joe?
6 maybe.
What time for instant match?
6 o'clock.
6 o'clock. We'll be live at 6 p.m. over on the redmentv.com. There'll be a post there very shortly where you can have a little look and get ready for that one, of course. But yeah, plenty of stuff on there to keep you occupied. Otherwise, wow, Divock Origi, ever the man for the big moment, the big occasion, the coolest man in Molineux, strikes again for the mighty Reds to send them top of the league. Up the Reds. See you very soon. Ta-da.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Did you know that Xavi Hernandez used to scan over 8 times in the 10 seconds before receiving the ball? It's therefore not surprising that he rarely lost it. Scientific studies have shown just how important scanning is in soccer. Players who scan more, for example, make twice as many successful forward passes than those who scan less. But training this skill is difficult, and that's why thousands of players trust Be Your Best, the soccer training app in virtual reality, designed to improve players' game intelligence. To learn more, visit beyourbest.com and use code POD20 to get 20% off your first subscription.